A dramatic scene at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today, as a federal judge ruled that Zakaria Moussaoui is mentally competent to represent himself. Moussaoui was arrested on immigration charges before September 11th. The government asserts that he was part of the September 11th plot and would have been the 20th hijacker had he not been arrested. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at today's hearing. She's in the studio. Nina, I hear this is quite a scene.
It was. First of all, Moussaoui's mother was in the courtroom. She lives in France, and she had a lawyer that she's hired to represent her son. And when her son entered the courtroom wearing a prison jumpsuit, and I must confess looking more schlumpy than threatening, she rose from her seat and stood there trying to get his attention. He didn't seem to see her as he crossed the courtroom, though there was one moment where I thought he finally saw her and looked kind of startled. Judge Leonie Brinkema quickly made it clear that she had concluded that Moussaoui is mentally competent to represent himself, and she asked him to come to the lectern to make sure he understood the consequences of giving up his right to an attorney. He told her repeatedly that the court-appointed lawyers were part of a conspiracy to kill him and that he would have nothing to do with them. He'd found a Muslim lawyer, he said, who'd come to visit him in jail, offered his services pro bono, and would stand by to do things that Moussaoui might not be able to, like contact witnesses. And then the judge asked, did he understand that the lawyer he wants to represent him may not be eligible to practice in Virginia, may not get clearance to see the classified material that the government has that Moussaoui will not be permitted to see, even if he is representing himself. And Moussaoui said nonetheless he wanted to represent himself. Well, then, the judge said, his mother had hired a lawyer. And the mother and the lawyer sitting in the galleries rose. Would Moussaoui permit that lawyer to help his defense? Moussaoui gave his mother a little wave and a smile. She wept. And then he turned to face the judge and said, no, my mother is a mother. She wants to help her son, but she doesn't speak English, and the reality of this case requires extreme precautions from me. I do not think it is too much for a person facing the death penalty to have a lawyer of his own choice.
So who is the lawyer that Moussaoui wants to defend him?
Well, as his standby lawyer, we don't know his name. What we do know is that the public defenders, when they realized that Moussaoui just didn't trust them at all, they got hold of this guy and anybody else they could in an effort to get their client to cooperate with him. And according to the people that I talked today, it's very doubtful that the guy will get the kind of security clearance that he would need to see the evidence against Moussaoui that's classified. In the meantime, despite their protests today, the public defenders are stuck being the standby lawyers.
Did you get any kind of indication, Nina, of what this trial is going to be like? What kind of lawyer Moussaoui will be in representing himself?
Well, the preview I got today portends a pretty bizarre trial. There was this rather austere-looking federal judge trying to take Moussaoui through the legal paces that she has to under the law to allow him to represent himself. He's always calm, well-spoken, says he understands he may be executed, or at least, at minimum, as he put it, if convicted, would never see the light again. And every time she asks him a question, he wants to tell her that he should be freed today. Let me give you an example just from my notes that I wrote down. The judge, you have a great many motions before the Fourth Circuit Appeals Court, which is your right, but you may want to withdraw some of them because they're moot. Moussaoui, have you got the power to release me from jail today? Judge Brinkema, you're entitled to a bond hearing, yes. Moussaoui, I have a written motion with compelling evidence of a government undercover operation against me and potentially the 19 hijackers. I have physical proof the government has been following me since the day I entered the United States of America. They decided to arrest me and not the other person at the school because they knew I had no contacts with the hijackers. And the judge said, this isn't a place for speeches. So this gives you an idea.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thank you very much, Nina.
Thank you, Leanne.